Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 224. Today we are reading chapter 18 of the novel, The Unspoken Prayer Request, by Daniel White III with his wife, Marika White. Although Aubrey was back home with her mother, she did not attend her mother's church. "There's just going to be too many questions," she said as she logged on to a live internet church service. "I know I won't be able to handle all the questions right now. People are going to want to know where my husband is, and then I will have to tell them he died, and then they're going to want to find out how he died, and then the whole story, the abuse, and all that is bound to come up. I'm just not ready to talk about all that yet." Looking up at her mother, Aubrey continued, "To tell you the truth, it's a little embarrassing." "No problem, Aubrey. You just stay here until I return. And don't worry, I have not said a word to anyone about anything," her mother assured her. "Like I told you, I asked the church family to pray for you, but I did not tell them specifically what it was about. It was an unspoken prayer request." "Thanks for understanding, Mother. I think I'll invite Simone, Jennifer, and Kelly to join me here for church on the internet. I know they don't go to church anywhere. Kelly may visit the chapel on base, but she's not really committed to attending church regularly." Shortly after Mother Jameson left for church, Simone, Jennifer, and Kelly knocked on the door. Simone had a German chocolate cake in her hand. "To chase away the blues," she said, handing the cake to Aubrey. "Thanks, guys. There's nothing like German chocolate loaded with coconut to lift your spirits," Aubrey said. "This should go well with Mother's roast that's in the slow cooker. You do plan on eating with us, right?" They all nodded. "Just in time for services at the Greater Deliverance Chapel," Aubrey said, as they settled down on the couch with glasses of orange juice in their hands. "I've been surfing the internet this weekend looking for a church to worship with. I found several, but I think we will all enjoy this service." Taking a sip of her orange juice, she continued, "I listened to this preacher once this week. He's dynamic." She clicked the play button to start the live services. Pastor Hilbert began to preach. "God loves to hear his children pray to him," he said. "There are some things you are not going to get as a child of God unless you pray. I believe God is sitting on the edge of his throne in heaven, waiting to hear and answer the prayers of his children. But many of us are not giving him the honor of doing so. Why? It may be because we really do not believe God answers prayer. It may also be because we don't have faith in him to answer our prayers. And it could be because you are not truly saved, and so prayer has never really been a part of your life." The four friends listened attentively as the pastor preached. "Some of you may be wondering, well, I've heard about prayer. How can I tap into the power of prayer?" If you're a Christian, you can tap into the power of prayer by simply praying. Prayer is just talking to God. Ask God to help you pray. Ask him to teach you how to pray. And ask him to hear and answer your prayers. Just pray. Just do it. I can't make it any clearer than that. Just pray, Aubrey thought. "Some things will hinder your prayer life," the pastor continued. Things like having sin in your life. Things like not getting along with others. Things like not having a forgiving spirit. Simone cleared her throat as she took a sip of her orange juice. "If you're not a Christian, you need to accept Christ as your Savior so you can have a personal relationship with God. That will make it much easier for you to pray." "You say, Pastor, how do I become a Christian?" "Here's how. First, understand that you're a sinner, as the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Next, understand that the only way you can be delivered from your sins is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. As we are told in John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Third, Romans 10:9-13 tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Aubrey didn't take her eyes off the computer screen. The preacher had her attention. But why shouldn't he? As far back as she could remember, her parents had placed a priority on prayer, and even after her father died, her mother still kept emphasizing the importance of prayer. Somehow, Aubrey never adopted the importance of prayer in her own life. "If you want to be saved," the preacher continued, "believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for you, was buried and rose again, and then call upon the Lord right where you are, whether you are in your living room or on the job. If you are serious about becoming a Christian, just pray this prayer with me right now. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Now believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen." "Amen," the four girls said together. "I've never heard the gospel that simply before," Jennifer said excitedly. "I felt something when I prayed that prayer." "Well, good for you," said Kelly. "You won't regret that decision." "The message spoke to my heart as well," Aubrey said. "Mother always told me to pray every day, but I never took her seriously on that." And then she added quietly, "I wonder if Jamal would be alive today, and if my marriage would have worked out if I had prayed faithfully like my mother taught me." Simone and Kelly looked at her with sympathy. When Mother Jameson returned, Aubrey shared with her about Jennifer getting saved and about how the pastor's message had made her determined to make prayer a regular part of her life. "Praise the Lord," Mother Jameson beamed, "and to think it all took place right in my living room." The roast in the slow cooker was already done and smelled good. By the time they fixed the macaroni and cheese and added the collard greens, they were ready to sit down and enjoy a great meal together, and to top it off with that German chocolate cake. Conversation turned to the court hearing surrounding Jamal's death. "Don't worry, Aubrey, we'll be there to support you," her friends assured her. As Aubrey's friends departed later that evening, Mother Jameson said, "Girls, I want to encourage you to pray daily and to pray often. You have to pray on purpose. It sounds like an easy task, just talking to God, and it is easy, but the devil will make it seem difficult. He will send every obstacle your way to prevent you from praying. Kelly, sometimes your baby will start crying, seemingly for no reason, just as you get ready to pray. Pray anyway. The telephone will ring just as you get ready to pray, or a friend will come visiting. You will suddenly feel tired or have a headache. Just pray anyway." "Just pray," thought Aubrey, remembering the same words from Pastor Hilbert's sermon. "Also," continued Mother Jameson, "read a passage from the Bible each day. And, of course, go to church." "We can meet here for church next Sunday again," Aubrey suggested. "No way," Simone protested. "Next Sunday it's at my place." Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and adulterers shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. For accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLifeSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you until next time.